Illegal Aliens from Africa and Haiti Among Those Crossing Rio Grande. Written by Warren Mass. Monday, July 1, 2019. The illegal aliens crossing our southern border are not just Mexicans and Central Americans, but include groups from Haiti and Africa. A news item posted on the Customs and Border Protection (CBP) website on June 27 stated that on June 22, agents assigned to the Del Rio station arrested a group of 105 people shortly after they made an illegal entry by crossing the Rio Grande River. During processing, agents determined that the group consisted of about 82 Haitians as well as a number of South American and African nationals. On June 24, Del Rio agents arrested another group of 205 people shortly after they made an illegal entry into the United States. That group consisted of about 122 Haitian nationals, and also included nationals from South American and African countries. Del Rio Sector Border Patrol agents have apprehended people from over 45 countries around the world, the report quoted Del Rio Sector Chief Patrol Agent Raul L. Ortiz as saying. Our agents, along with the assistance of our DHS partners, continue to meet each new challenge as the ongoing humanitarian crisis evolves. A June 4 report in the New American noted that 3 days earlier, CBP agents assigned to the Border Patrol Station at Eagle Pass, Texas, apprehended a group of 37 illegal immigrants from Central Africa and also quoted Ortiz, "We are continuing to see a rise in apprehensions of immigrants from countries not normally encountered in our area. Groups of family units from around the world are traveling thousands of miles just to enter the United States illegally to exploit our immigration laws." The 37 migrants were from the Republic of the Congo and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, two countries in sub-Saharan Africa. They were arrested after they illegally entered the United States by crossing the Rio Grande River. None of these reports explained how these migrants, who presumably are impoverished, managed to travel across the Atlantic Ocean to Central America or Mexico and then make their way to the U.S. border. In an article on June 10, we reported that an ISIS defector told U.S.-based researchers that he was invited by ISIS to infiltrate U.S. borders in order to launch what he described as financial attacks against the United States. When the interviewers asked him about the ISIS plot, he explained, "They were going to move me to the Mexican side of the U.S. southern border via Puerto Rico. This was masterminded by a guy in America." One wonders if extremist organizations based in Africa are also transporting migrants from that continent to places south of the U.S. border. Subscribe to The New American and listen to more by clicking podcast on the top right corner of our homepage. Also, please consider donating to help us push out more content for you, our listeners.